Well, it's Thursday, the 26th of June. This week is flying in, as usual, happens on holidays, but I'm not worried. As I said earlier, I'd be quite happy to go home. Although, I think I said that yesterday morning, and I'm glad we didn't go home yesterday morning. This morning, another stunningly gorgeous start to the day. Little or no cloud, sun's been beating down. It's already 23, 24 degrees at 9:30 a.m. And we are getting just about ready to head off. But we're just going up to the local market, the other side of the hill, as it were. As I said, another beautiful start. And we haven't planned anything at all today, not really, because we'll have a lazy day today, tomorrow, and then we'll be heading home. But not until Saturday night, so theoretically, we could have 3 full days. But I'm glad we didn't fly home yesterday, because we'd have missed out on a great day. I can't remember exactly what we did. Oh yeah, we woke up in the morning, just had breakfast, got ready. And then we had already agreed to go to Cartagena, as it's spelled. I think it's Cartagena. Of course, I may be wrong. I'll need to check up on that. Which is right at the southern edge of the Costa Blanca area. And we drove down the old A route, if you like, which is still a very busy route, or popular route, I should say. They have the new AP7. It's not real motorway, it's just a really fast, big dual carriageway sort of thing. So we went down the 332 so we could pass through some of the nice towns. And went to Cartagena. And I have to say, it was phenomenal. The most beautiful place I've visited here so far. Very Romanesque in style, Venetian. Of course, influenced way back by the Romans who visited, and also the Moors, who were spent some time, I believe, in Spain. And apparently Hannibal was even there. He must have had a hell of a drag for his elephants. But Cartagena, however you want to call it, we landed there. We're very fortunate, to wind our way through the streets, very narrow, tiled and cobbled streets, with these towering apartment flats above the stores and shops, and landed extremely fortunately into a parking space, the only parking space that was remained that looked straight over the harbour. And in the harbour was one of the big cruise ships called the Azure. And during the time we were there, we actually spoke to several couples who had come off the cruise ship. And the last one was a Welsh gentleman and his wife, and her family had come from Motherwell Hamilton, which is just along the road from us basically, and we blethered quite a bit, took each other's photographs etc. But never mind that, the cruise ship itself was impressive. I couldn't stop taking photographs of it was wonderful, because the harbour was so beautiful with all these lined palm trees and tiled walkways, and to be honest, it was simply stunning, this whole place, and the streets and the bistros and the shops and everything about Cartagena was absolutely stunning. The architecture, the history, the whole beauty, the whole ambience of it. I've loved to have spent 3 or 4 days in that area and you know, done it justice, as they say. But not to be. But so I said before that I'm really glad we didn't fly home yesterday, because we'd have missed out on that, and that would have been a serious miss on a vacation and a holiday. So after that, we headed out to the point, as it were, about 16 miles, I think it was. It's like a big hook of land from Cartagena out to La Manga. And La Manga is a strange place, because it goes to a point and then there's a string of little islands that cut right across the massive, massive bay and hit the mainland way further up. Well, they don't hit it because there's a big gap, the final bit. But what they've done is they've built on these islands resorts all the way up. It's kind of like, reminds me of what's that place in, oh my goodness, in the Middle East where they all like to go to. Well, it doesn't really matter, because I can't remember the name of it, but what they've done is created resort after resort after resort on this straight string of little islands. And of course, both sides, or almost all sides of these little islands, have got wonderful beaches. So it's just like driving along a strip, a long strip of little islands, joined up by the road all the way to the end, and built the resorts on, so beaches and the usual stuff you get with resorts all the way along. Kind of got boring after the second island, so we turned and came back. But having said that, it was interesting to see. And then we came back to the villa, and we came back. We intend to come back the coastal route, all the way villages, but their little villages in some parts are not like other places. They're not so attractive, not so touristy. They're just basically working view villages, which are nice to see. But so we came back inland and jumped on the big AP7, and then got ripped off for toll. So we paid €3.95 at one toll, and we drove 5 miles and got hit with €3.75 on the second toll. And I was almost arguing with the guy. So look, I'm showing him my ticket. Look, we only paid this just 5 miles up the road. Ah, pretend they don't speak a word English and just wave and say, put money in, put money in. So we had to pay twice. And that really infuriated me. So rather than get stung three times, I jumped off the B7 as quick as I could and back down on the 332 to come home. And when we came home, we just had dinner. Or a light dinner, really, in the villa here. Chilled out in the sun again. And then we headed into Guadamar once again, to the street markets and to wander the streets. See, it's become a favourite evening spot for us. And then back here, and me and Alan headed up the town, dropped the girls off for just a couple of beers, a couple of Budweisers up in the square, just chill out for an hour or so, and then get back to bed. So basically that was the day yesterday. That was thoroughly enjoyable. I have to say, that Cartagena is one almost absolutely gorgeous. I would say it's a must-see, the whole place. It's a must-see. Can you hear those bees? Pretty amazing, huh? And it's not the only palm tree that is in flower, so I guess the other ones that I can see from a distance will have thousands of bees in it. Strange sound. Not quite sure whether that's someone sawing a piece of wood or sawing a dog, a wee dog in half. Yeah, come with the dogs that bark. I'm hoping she's sawing the dog in half. I'm only kidding. Anyway, I think it's about time to go. I can hear our gates being opened. Brother-in-law getting the car ready to come out, I guess. So, we'll see how today goes. Lazy day today. Just pottering. What's it called? Pottering about. Pottering about. That's what we'll be doing. We'll be pottering about all day long. Oh my goodness, that sun is warm. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.